This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 699, 5 Effective Techniques I Use to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life, Part 1, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, just like an audiobook, free of charge, mostly from blogs, but sometimes from books, and with permission from the authors. And now today's the start of a longer 2-part post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. So let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. 5 Effective Techniques I Use to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life, Part 1, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. I've never dealt with worry like I have over the last few months. I uprooted my family, moved from the U.S. to Italy, and dealt with several serious family concerns along the way, including the death of my last living grandparent. It's been rough, and while I've never considered myself a worrier, I've literally worried myself sick a few times over these trying times. Being temporarily homeless for over 2 months is tough on a father. Even though we were actively looking for a place to live, I could tell that my children felt uncomfortable. They wanted a home. They wanted their own home. I try to tell myself, some children never have a home, at least I'm trying. Trying to play the so many people have it harder than I do card, but when you're living in the moment, you handle it based on your current circumstances. That's why people who are literally starving can often handle it better than someone who is simply unhappy with their job. We can handle more than we think. Well, my wife and kids got their home eventually. We now live in a beautiful home, and we've dealt with everything that needed to be handled, so I'm essentially stress-free at the moment. The worry, for the most part, is over. My job is still quite stressful. I am a war planner, after all. And we aren't completely settled, but I've grown as a person more in the last few months than I did over the last couple of years. I've learned that worry is one of the leading causes of death, though it's usually disguised in some form of physical disease or sickness. But worry is at the root of so many of the issues patients are dealing with in hospitals all over the world. Most importantly, for the sake of this article, I've learned techniques to handle worry that actually work, and I'm still using them. Many of these techniques are adapted from Dale Carnegie's book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. If you deal with worry on any level, you must read that book. It's an easy read and it's super cheap. I downloaded the Audible version. What do you worry about? When I reached out to the Money Mini Blog community on Facebook, I got several responses to what people worry about. There are all kinds of things to worry about in so many stressful parts of our lives. Here's some of the feedback. The first example relates to my situation. Quote, when I moved from Venezuela to Mexico, this is supposed to be easy, but I realized even with the same language, the culture was different. 4 years later, my company relocated me to San Leandro, California, and that was a new adventure with a new language too. The most important for me was to adapt to this new way to live. I thought I can understand English, but you learn a language when you understand the culture, the jocks, the slang people use in their daily life. Now I want to start a new adventure in the real estate investment, so welcome to the life. Life is always go beyond to comfort zone. Unquote. Language barriers can be stressful. Here in Italy, our landlord doesn't speak English, and we don't yet speak Italian, so the entire process was stressful. But since we viewed it as a learning and growing experience, it's been a huge growth tool. Here's what another MMB community member worries about. Quote, I'm starting a cattle business and I need the land next door to be able to have enough land to do it. But when the land contract comes through, it will only leave us $170 a month to live on and operate on. I know I'll not be able to make any money the first year and not much the second year. What I have been doing to relieve the stress is meditation, visualization, seeing me making money enjoying the cows, studying daily ways to make money in the cow business, and looking at alternative ways to bring in funds, unquote. Meditation has been a huge help for me as well. I wrote a guide on how to get started meditating at moneyminiblog.com. We often worry about stuff, assets, and money, but then we remember that there are more important things in life, like our health. Quote, my biggest stress now is staying healthy. My cholesterol levels are high enough for meds and my sugar levels are high. I try to take a walk or do something physical when I start to stress, otherwise I go on a bad eating binge, unquote. We are nothing without our health. Plus, if we continue to worry, we lose our health. What's the point of acquiring money if we worry ourselves to death? It's not even just health, though. Our entire lives can be worrisome. Nobody ever said adulting was easy. Quote, my worries are my kids, our financial future, being healthy as a family, and my husband finding his success in his career. I try to meditate, and I believe every moment has its golden minute in it and is meant to be. Everything is part of a bigger puzzle. I tell that to myself. Breathe and try to not control the situation. Unquote. And again from another member, quote, my worries are my baby continuing to be healthy and my husband working towards his dream of being a pilot. I don't have any good strategies in place right now. Maybe I should read the book you mentioned. Unquote. And she can read this article. I'm going to give you some practical tips to deal with worry, some things that actually work. I've tested these ideas and found great success. Hear those in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Five Effective Techniques I Used to Deal with Worry During the Most Stressful Time of My Entire Life by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. And I know we didn't get to the five tips, but we will tomorrow. I thought it was really important to hear his story and also some of his readers' stories. All right, that will do it for today. Thank you for being here. And I promise we'll get to those five effective techniques tomorrow. So have a happy Thursday if you're listening in real time, and I will see you tomorrow where we'll wrap up the post and where your optimal life awaits.